Knowledge is like a baobab tree. No one individual can embrace it. Ladies and gentlemen, knowledge is not complete if it's acquired and never shared. We learn, we teach, then knowledge evolves.
Key facts. Mental health is more than the absence of mental disorders. Mental health is an integral part of health. Indeed, there's no health without mental health. Mental health is determined by a range of socioeconomic and biological environmental factors. Next Chapter is an explosive movement and an optimistic student organization that aims to address mental health issues among students. Next Chapter has the sole aim of breaking the stigma surrounding mental health and mental healthcare users by creating an environment that is welcoming for students of all backgrounds who are going through mental health related challenges.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's really good. Yes. So mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own ability and can cope with normal stresses of life and can work productively and is also able to make a contribution to his or her community. I think that is what we were actually talking about right now, being able to contribute your community. So that actually helps to make you feel good in a way. It's just a matter of finding out what is it.
It really does. I think, you know, somehow our mental health is also directly linked to how we interact with the people around us and our community as well, you know. So if I feel like I'm okay, obviously I'm having good interactions with other people. But if I don't feel good about myself, I isolate and I move away from other people. So it really does have a direct impact on how we interact with also ourselves. You know?
That's quite important. Interacting with yourself is quite important. I can't really stress that more. It's quite pivotal to interact with yourself. Know yourself. Some people think it's crazy when you speak to yourself. Like, I don't think it's crazy.
I do that. Listen, I speak to myself every day.
I don't think that's crazy. Like, you speak with yourself to find yourself. Who is Bonzo? Like, who is Wichiro? You need to know that and have a connection and have a bond with yourself so that you know what triggers you, you know what makes you happy, you know what you should do. That's, I feel, ultimately that is how you find your purpose and how you find actually something that you enjoy through you connecting with yourself, having a relationship with your inner self.
Okay, go ahead, Vutilo. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to, like, I concur with what Ndi is saying. And then also that I think for most part, I think most of our societal problems or challenges are from the basic fact that we're not really happy with ourselves. So I think it really goes down to really mindfulness, and then also we need to really remember, they used to tell us when we were like really young, they used to tell us that seek happiness, or mostly actually a whole lot of rich people do be like, once you have money you realize that what you needed from the start was happiness. And then what I really get from that is that you really need to find yourself, you need to be happy with yourself before you can do a whole lot of things. I think that's probably the basic of the root cause maybe of a whole lot of mental health issues. You know, once you not yourself, you seek happiness elsewhere, and then once you can get that from either your partner or whoever, then it becomes a problem. I think that's where most start. Yeah, that's where most of them start at.
But also to add on what you're saying, Neville, you know, I think it also goes down to being content with yourself.
Yes.
Because as you try to be happy with yourself, first you have to define what happiness means for you. Because I think for most of us, we're trying to define happiness in the eyes of other people. If what Ndi thinks about me, that should make me happy, not what I think about myself, you know? So I think it's first important to define happiness for yourself and be content with yourself. Just know that you have all the tools and the resources that you need to be self-sufficient. You know, every time when I go to see my psychologist, she's always on some, and so what we're trying to achieve is a self-sufficient, independent, happy adult, you know. And I think and I think that should be the drive literally for everyone. We're trying to be self-sufficient, independent, happy adults.
Interesting. That is beautiful. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do you take care of your day-to-day mental health?
Okay. I'll go
yes,
first.
Please.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
listen, for me, taking care of my mental health is basically how I approach it every day. I'm someone who is on pills. I take pills for anxiety. I take pills for
stress,
right? And I know how pills is a very touchy, touchy subject for people, because I'm like, people are always on some, I don't want to live my life on pills, but I periodically have to, and I understand that I have to be on a form of a treatment that helps me manage my mood better, that helps me with my sleeping, that helps me be more focused in the things that I want to achieve, you know? So, listen, I take pills. I take pills. Please, I take pills. And besides taking pills, another thing that I do for myself each and every day, and I try to achieve this to like 110%, how I approach each day. I try to approach each day with a sense of gratitude or a sense of openness, you know? Just to go and say, you know what? I don't know what happened yesterday, or whatever happened, happened. It is what it is. What I have right now is today, and today is what matters, and I need to make the most of today. So I always try to reset and restructure everything around what it is that is in front of me and what it is that I can control. And that keeps me away from a lot of stresses.
Which, you know?
I've always find solace in creativity and innovation. So for me, it has always been about finding myself in within a creative space. So if you take that away from me, then I'm really as good as dead, I guess. But I also do a whole lot of hiking, and I also sort of like I'm saying, a whole lot of things just boils down or comes down to creativity. For me, it has always been that. I use, I don't think this will be a good word, but creativity has always been my scapegoat, I guess. So it's the only thing that really keeps me going, because if I get in the midst of anything that's probably anything that's sort of like a predicament sort of, then I seek comfort in creativity. I either write, either just pick a solve a problem that a challenge that I want to solve, and then the problem becomes when I can't really solve it, but either way, that's what I do.
I think that is what something that you should work on. When you can't solve something, won't you just mention to us that be kind to yourself? Not everything is going to go according to plan. So just be kind. I think this episode is gonna be named kind.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Be kind to yourself. I've been saying this as well, because I've done an episode on mental health as well, and I've been saying that be kind to yourself, because what I've been saying is that yourself, self needs you more. So you need to take care of self, love self, and have time for self, because self needs you. Before you can go out and give self to others, self needs some love from you. I don't know if that makes sense. You need to show, self love before you can pour some water on someone's cup. Your cup must be filled and overflowing. If your cup is not filled and overflowing, you can't pour in on someone's cup. You have to wait for your cup to to be filled and overflowing. What does that mean? It means that you need to take care of self, and when self is good and ready, then you'll be able to take care of another person's cup.
Yeah, you definitely can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly. 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 So I think that's my kind of strategy when I am working with my mental health. I try to take care of self when I feel like I'm not really feeling good. Recently, I was like, you know what? I need to take a little break from social media, but I can't entirely be off from social media because I need to be busy with some of the work. Some of the, you know, I'm working with people. People speak to me when they have problems. Like, people feel free, so I can't really like go off. Because I'm thinking about people that I speak with, people that I help. And at the same time, as much as I'm helping them, I'm helping myself, because they will think, okay, this person is helping me. I'm that friend that I think I'm the strong friend. And I've asked this question already. What happens to the strong friends? Because sometimes the strong friends...
Who saved the hero?
Because sometimes, like, you go through stuff. I was going through something earlier, I think last week or so. So I was asking myself, I'm like, I'm going through stuff and I don't know who to talk to at this point. I'm the one that people talk to about stuff. I'm the friend that people talk to about stuff. But at this point, I don't know who to talk to.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. Because what we try to do, especially as an advocate for mental health, it means I have people coming up to me and going, you know what, Bonso, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this. Next chapter, I need your help. Hey, this is happening. And that is amazing because it means we do have people that actually see us as people that can assist them in their lives. But at the same time, in trying to do all of that, we find ourselves being labeled as heroes.
Exactly.
You know?
And so now you also go through stuff.
Oh, you have it under control. No. No. This is why it's important to make sure when you are at a space or at a place of giving help, you are able to help yourself.
Exactly.
Above everything else. You must come first. You must come first.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Michiro. I think is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Let me just check.
He really isn't.
Yeah, so I think it's quite important to take care of self before you go out there and try to help other people. As much as helping other people is a crucial part in your life and it gives you some sort of purpose and a reason for living, it's also important to look at yourself when you feel like, you know what, I need to take a break. You need to take a break and just self introspect and look at your life and just take time with yourself.
Self is important.
Self is important, and self, that's all you have. That's all you have. You have self, because without self, things can't be done. So you need self. Self is important. Thank you for listening to Youth Evolve podcast. Please catch the full episodes on the Evolve Talk, part 1 and part 2 of Light Up the Room with Kindness.